I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Tensions remain high in Afghanistan. The Taliban declared an amnesty and is urging Afghan women to join their government, but most fear for their lives. Samuel of Redemptive Story says older generations remember how the Taliban treated women. Stonings, amputations, and public executions were common. Join our daily email list for the updates on what's happening there. Please keep praying for Afghanistan. In other news, the COVID-19 pandemic forced E3 partners to put short-term medical mission trips on hold, but Ann Lucas continued her work over the internet. She tells the story of two refugee women in Greece, named S and V for security reasons. S heard the gospel and became a Christian over a Zoom call. Recently, Lucas returned to Greece, meeting S and V in person. One day, S helped share the hope of Jesus with V, and then she too believed. You can join an E3 Partners short-term medical mission trip. Learn how at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.